from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday that after 2 days of meetings, NATO members stood ready to step up military efforts against the Islamic State and held out hope of broadening cooperation between the West and Russia to end Syria's civil war.
A number of allies are already bringing more to this battle or are planning to increase their contributions. And yesterday, we also reaffirmed our commitment to maintain a persistent presence on NATO's eastern edge, deploying forces on land, sea, and air to provide assurance, as we have called it. Nothing that is offensive, but defensive, in order to strengthen people's sense of security.
Germany recently approved sending forces and material for non-combat support roles near the Middle East. Meanwhile, the British Parliament is set to vote Wednesday on whether to take more aggressive action against Islamic State extremists. British Prime Minister David Cameron argued that expanding the airstrikes would strengthen Britain's security.
We should answer the call from our allies. The action we propose is legal, it is necessary, and it is the right thing to do to keep our country safe.
Cameron said he wouldn't seek Parliament's backing unless he was confident of getting it. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi held talks Wednesday with President Thein Sein to discuss a smooth and peaceful transfer of power to the country's first democratically elected government after nearly 5 decades of military rule. The brief meeting was part of Aung San Suu Kyi's push for national reconciliation talks announced shortly after her NLD party scored a massive victory. VOA News. The Taliban has denounced NATO's decision to extend its mission in Afghanistan by keeping 12,000 troops through 2016 and continuing military financial assistance to the Kabul government through 2020. Ayaz Ghul reports.
In a statement issued Wednesday, the Islamist insurgency reiterated its resolve to continue the Taliban-led jihad against what it calls the country's occupation until the last foreign soldier leaves Afghanistan. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its Afghan Resolute Support mission. Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani welcomed the extension, saying it will help Afghanistan grow as a stable, prosperous, and democratic country.
In spite of many challenges, we can say with great confidence that our common enemy has been psychologically defeated.
Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Participants at the United Nations Climate Change Summit outside Paris are discussing resiliency Wednesday, exploring the impact of natural disasters on the world's most vulnerable populations. The UN notes that over the past 30 years, $1 of every $3 spent on development has been lost as a result of recurring crisis. It says natural disasters not only affect economic dimension, but also the social and environmental ones, affecting 217 people every year. Meanwhile, the heaviest rainfall in over a century has caused massive flooding across the Indian state of Tamil Nadu, driving thousands from their homes, shutting auto factories, and paralyzing the airport in the state capital of Chennai. This is the sound of a motorboat rescuing people. The National Weather Service, meanwhile, predicted 3 more days of torrential downpours in the southern state of nearly 70 million people. Pakistan hanged 4 people Wednesday in connection with a Taliban attack on an army-run school in Peshawar last year, which militants killed 134 children and 16 staff. The military announced in August the 4 men had been convicted and sentenced to death, along with 2 others, after they confessed to helping the gunman who carried out the attack. Witnesses described the gunman as shooting students at an assembly in a packed auditorium and then going methodically from classroom to classroom, killing everyone they saw. The threat of recession in Australia receded with new data Wednesday showing the economy gathered pace in the most recent quarter as mining exports grew. Mining companies are making up for falling iron ore prices by cranking up tonnages to China, of Australia's most lucrative export. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.